And on the line with me this morning is new Cook County Commissioner Heidi Dukirk. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
So this was your first board meeting, and you got it started off with a flag ceremony, right?
It did. It started off with the Girl Scouts. As many people know, I am a Girl Scout leader. So three of my four girls came in, and then another older troop came in. So we had Haley, Mayan, Linnea, Daphne, and Kaya. And Kaya is Jan's granddaughter, who did our start out and did our Pledge of Allegiance with us.
Uh-huh. And that would be Jan Hall, right?
Yep.
And Jan Hall is, once again, the county board chair, right?
She is. Jan, she is the chair, and Bruce is the vice.
Okay. Well, committees, a lot of business was taken care of at your first meeting, I know. But which committees do you find yourself on?
One of the big ones is Bruce Martinson had been on the EDA committee for 8 years. And so he offered that to me, and I took it and actually went to my first meeting yesterday. So uh-huh. That was nice. And mostly what happened was if it was Jim's, it went to Heidi. If it was Fritz's, it went to Gary. There were some switches. Gary didn't feel it fit in his schedule to do the YMCA committees, so I gladly took those. And then some really nice things that we did is there's some committees that weren't meeting regularly or had probably dissolved, and we took those off of our list. And then we narrowed down because we had two primaries and an alternate for a lot of committees that we felt wasn't necessary for voting reasons or anything else. So we narrowed those down. And then we combined a couple committees that had been separate. We had the Tower, 911, and the Armor. And Armor was a new deal coming in. And now that all of the stuff has been pretty much set with that, we don't need three separate committees. So we narrowed that down to one committee.
Okay. Which one are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to all of them. It'll be nice to know what's going on and find out new things and learn stuff about our community.
Well, there's also another important part that doesn't get talked about very much, and that is that each county commissioner has liaison assignments to county departments, sometimes more than one. So where do we stand with that?
Well, Jan had mentioned that those had not been changed probably since she started, and when a new commissioner came in, they pretty much took over the previous commissioner. So we shook it up a little bit yesterday. With Jim being sick towards the end of his term, Sue Hakes had kind of taken on a temporary alternate to some. So she went back to Public Health and Human Service, Information Systems, and then now we have security issues. So there's a security liaison. And those are pretty big departments for her. And then Jim had attorney, county administrator, and assessor. So I handed assessor over and took sheriff's department from Jan, since they all kind of work together. And then Jan has personnel, zoning, and recorder. And then Gary has Extension Community Center, which is kind of all one together. And he has assessor, so it's kind of nice how it all flew together. And Bruce wanted maintenance, so he let recorder go and moved into maintenance.
Well, it does sound different. The idea of county administration, mm-hmm. I know Jim was, in one of his last newsletters he sent out, really stressed to the fact that he felt that was having a county administrator was an important thing. Where do you stand on that?
I think it's important. I think Janet Simonen does an excellent job. I think she does a lot of work. And our department, you know, although our county hasn't grown, the things that we need and the technology we have and the resources we need to utilize, our courthouse has expanded, and I know that's hard for some people to understand why we keep adding employees when we haven't grown in population, but technology and everything else and now security systems, there's changes that we need to make, and there's just so many people involved and so much going on in the community. I think it would be nice to have someone else there that can take that on, but you know, Janet has not retired yet, so I think we keep her where she is until she says enough is enough, and then we take a look at it from there.
Yeah, she has been threatening.
Yeah,
she has been. Well, Heidi, it's really good to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you during the regular county commissioner rotation time. And want to thank you for getting back to us this morning at a time which a little bit later than we normally talk to you, but we weren't sure who was going to be available. So anyway, looking forward to this coming up next couple, 3 years.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know you're calling me from the top of the trail, so we'll let you get back there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.